We're going to begin our exploration of cognitive services by trying out a few of them right now. We're going to try out three, and when we get to the third one, we'll show you an easy way to get to it on your phone and you can try it out yourself. We're going to begin on the cognitive services webpage, where it lists all the different cognitive services that are available. But we're going to start with vision. The first one we're going to try is Emotion API, the ability to look at a picture and detect the emotion of the faces it sees in that picture. On each of the cognitive services, you can scroll down just a little bit and you get the ability to try out the samples. They provide you some images to try. So for example, this particular picture has four people in it and it's able to tell that all of them are happy. We can try this young man here and it tells us, in his case, that surprise is the primary emotion that he's sensing. But the fun part is you can actually try it yourself. Simply click on an image, and this is a picture I just took of myself a few minutes ago, but I could just as easily go to the camera as well. After checking, it's decided that I'm a happy person, and I am. Now the next one we want to try is the Face API, and personally, it's one of my favorites. We're going to click on the API menu at the top and click on Face. Once again, we're going to scroll down so we can try things out. Now this time it provides a little extra information than just the emotion. When I hover over top, it tells us the approximate or guessed age, the gender, whether they're smiling, so a basic emotion, I guess, and whether they're wearing glasses or not. It also detects where the eyes are, where the face is, the nose, and the mouth, which is pretty nice. And it detects not just one person, but multiple people. And it provides all the information for those multiple people. And I can do it for myself as well. Note that Cognitive Services scans the image for all the faces contained in it, as well as figures out information about that face. The JSON displayed on the right is the response document that gets returned to the calling app. Just as with the previous one, we're able to see the JSON that describes everything that we're bringing back, in this case, where the face rectangles are, where the eyes are, the nose. And when we get to the bottom, personal information like facial hair, head pose, approximate age, I'm 49.1, sounds good to me, and if I'm wearing glasses or not. The last one we're going to try is the text analytics, and this is more about language and not so much about pictures. So what we're going to do is we're going to click on here and we're going to type this address in. You can type it as well. AKAMS/try sentiment. Sentiment is one of the things it measures in the sentence or in the sentence that I pass to it. And again, we're going to scroll down. Cognitive services, specifically the text analytics, will scan the text and derive things like the language, keywords in the sentence and phrases, along with the sentiment. Just like the other services, the response document is in the JSON and can be viewed by clicking on the JSON tab. It's pretty amazing. So in this particular sentence, it's able to figure out that it's English, that wonderful experience, rooms, and staff were the keywords. And if we look at the JSON, we would see all of that information in a nice, easy-to-see view, which we use in our application that we're going to create. Now let's try typing a sentence. It's a nice day, and I'm happy. And let's try it. 95% it's a good sentiment, and nice day is the key word. Now if I can try something like, it's a rainy day, and I can't do anything. I'm going to click Analyze. So the sentiment is not so good, and rainy day it was able to pick out. So you can try that yourself if you like.